भगवद गीता 8.18 अव्यक्ता व्यक्तयः सर्वः प्रभवन्त्यः रागमे रात्र्यागमे प्रलीयन्ते तत्रैवाव्यक्तसंज्ञके। अव्यक्ता व्यक्तयः सर्वः अव्यक्ता फ्रॉम द अनमैनिफेस्ट व्यक्तयः सर्वः Everything becomes manifest. Prabhavantyah aragame, ahar agame, ahar is day. Everything becomes manifest. Prabhavanti, at the coming of day. Ratriagame, praliyante. Ratriagame, when night appears, night comes, then praliyante is destroyed. Tatraiva vyakta sangyake. Avyakta sangyake, everything becomes unmanifest. Krishna is continuing his description of the comparative analysis of material and spiritual worlds. In text 17, 18, 19, he talks about the material world and 20 to 22, he will talk about the spiritual world. In this section, in the previous verse, Krishna has stated that Sahasra Yuga Paryantam Aharyad Brahmano Viduhu Ratrim Yuga Sahasrantam Teho Ratra Vidojanaha. So he has given the mind-boggling like length of the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma. So here Krishna has in the previous verse told about how the life of Brahma is for so long. And then what happens after the life of Brahma ends, that he is talking in this verse. And two conceptions are brought together in this analysis. One is the conception of creation and destruction, and the other is the conception of manifestation and unmanifestation. So, normally the idea of creation and destruction means that something comes into existence and then goes out of existence. Something is destroyed means it no longer exists. Whereas manifestation and unmanifestation, that conveys the idea that something is existing but is not existing, is existing sometimes in a perceivable form and is sometimes existing in a non-perceivable form. So, at first glance, the ideas of creation and destruction and that of manifestation and unmanifestation seem to be talking of different things. Either there can be creation and destruction or there can be manifestation and unmanifestation. Can both of them go together? It seems difficult. Because if something is destroyed, then it is not exactly unmanifested. It has gone out of existence. And Krishna uses the terminology of manifestation and unmanifestation quite clearly when he states that avyakta vyaktayaha tatraiva vyakta sangyake. From the unmanifestate, things come to the manifestate. So, on one side he uses that terminology and on other side he also uses the terminology prabhavante and praliyante, which is usually translatable as creation and destruction. So, here what is happening is there the end of the cosmos or the end of the day of Brahma? Is there destruction or is there simply unmanifestation? So actually this depends on, again, on what is our frame of reference. If we are very enamored by material forms, then that is actually the destruction of the form is a destruction of
destruction in one sense, but actually in another sense it is not destruction, because the object itself continues to exist. So, but in a different form. So if we are infatuated with material forms, then what happens is destruction. But if you are concerned with material energy, then there is manifestation and unmanifestation. No. When we say matter is temporary and so we should not be attached to it, actually that is not exactly correct, because matter also in one sense is eternal. What is temporary is material forms, and we are not just attached to matter in an abstract sense. We are attracted to material forms, and it is this attraction to material forms that is a problem. It is this attraction to material forms that leads us to entanglement. It is this attraction that actually sentences us to captivation by illusion, to sinful action, and to the consequences that keep us in suffering illusion and further perpetuated material existence. So, by understanding that this unmanifest and manifest will go on in a cycle, and this cyclic view of material nature is one of the defining characteristics of the dharmic religions. The Abrahamic religions often have a linear worldview where history, according to them, is progressing linearly towards the progress till the coming of Jesus, and then it is progressing further linearly towards the second coming of Jesus, after which everything will be hunky-dory. But we see that nature is cyclic. We see the days, time, the days are followed by nights, are followed by days, the seasons are cyclic, the planetary motions are cyclic. So even our measurement of time in units is cyclic, because it reflects the cyclicity of nature. So therefore, what we need to recognize is that there is literally nothing new in under the sun, or even above the sun, because the sun is also a part of the material world, and whatever is happening in here, it is simply the manifestation and manifestation of the material forms. So sometimes when we see some new, more attractive form, we are enjoying a particular sense object, but after a little bit of indulgence, we become a little disappointed. Then we feel that maybe we should have some other sense object to enjoy. And as we enjoy that object, after some time, that starts feeling boring, that starts losing taste, and we want something else, something else. But when we understand the cyclicity of material nature, we understand that actually there will be nothing new under the sun. And for finding something new, I need to redirect my consciousness towards the spiritual level of reality. How to do that will be discussed in the later part of this chapter. Thank you.